Right now, according to Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel, sex trafficking is one of the state's toughest criminal justice challenges. Several high-profile convictions of sex traffickers in recent years have revealed an active prostitution market radiating from Milwaukee. And in 2013, a nationwide FBI raid rescued 10 children from sex trafficking in Wisconsin. That's the third highest number of any state.
Girls and young women are often coerced into forced prostitution by boyfriends or other trusted figures and are held captive by abuse and manipulation. A new bipartisan bill in the state legislature aims to reduce the demand for sex trafficking by strengthening penalties on those who solicit prostitutes.
Democratic State Representative Amanda Stuck joins us now. She represents Wisconsin's 57th Assembly District in the Appleton area. She's a co-sponsor of the new bill. Representative Stuck, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, talk us through what would change under this proposed legislation.
So under this bill, a third offense of soliciting would actually be a felony. So right now it's misdemeanor and it would be raised to a felony just to make the third time a little bit more serious offense.
And can you talk about the need to focus on the demand side of things, the people who are soliciting prostitutes?
Yep. So for a long time, we did focus on sort of the supply side and punishing those who were providing or, you know, the people who consider the prostitutes or what we now know are really the victims in most cases in this type of situation. So this really is looking at identifying and addressing the demand side, because several police officers in my community in Appleton came to me and said that when they are showing up at these calls, what they're seeing so often are the same people over and over again, because the consequences aren't serious enough to stop people from doing it again, even once they've been caught. So they were hoping that we could start looking at more severe penalties, hopefully to curb the people that they're seeing numerous times.
Would this just increase the penalty, or is there an effort to increase the enforcement on that, on the supply side, on the customers here?
Yes. Certainly communities have been looking at trying to enforce this. I know in Appleton, they do a lot of work in trying to set up stings to catch people and really address this issue, because it is a huge issue here, even in the Fox Valley, since we do have a lot of hotels right off the highway. We do have a lot of special events that drive increased demand for these types of situations. So it is something that we need to look at from the supply side and look at addressing the actual enforcement of it. But what's happening is we are enforcing it, but people then don't really have a consequence, even after they're caught again, because it's only a misdemeanor. It really does not have any severe consequences for the people.
Let's talk a little bit about the scope of the problem. We mentioned a few numbers at the outset. Can you talk about how big a concern this is, sex trafficking is here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's a huge issue, especially in the Milwaukee area. But what we're seeing is that even including the Fox Valley, anything that's off the 41 corridor is seeing increased numbers in sex trafficking. So it's a huge issue here. As far as actual numbers, it's really hard to tell because there's so much more than what is even caught. But we do know that it's something that the Fox Valley created a task force on several years ago because they saw such an increasing problem with sex trafficking in our area.
And is this something that's an intercity problem that, the same people might be trafficked from Milwaukee to the Fox Cities or even out of the state altogether?
Exactly. People are moved around the state. They're moved in and out of states. And that's part of what makes it so hard to get exact numbers. But that's why it's so important to start looking at what we can do on the demand side to really stop the demand for these people.
And is there, is part of the hope here that just the existence of the tougher penalties will be a deterrent? You might not even have to apply the penalty itself that often?
That's definitely the hope. I mean, we would always hope that people just don't engage versus having to punish people or have people face these penalties. But that's definitely the hope that the police officers that brought this to me had, because they were saying a lot of these people actually have families and are married, but because the consequences are so light, you know, a lot of times the families don't even find out that they've been caught or been in trouble for it. And so there's just no real consequence or reason for people to stop engaging in this behavior because the penalties are so light right now.
Yeah, let's talk about those current penalties a bit. Your law would change this to the third time someone's caught, it's no longer a misdemeanor, it would be a felony. I mean, on the first two instances, is that currently a misdemeanor?
Yes. Yep. So right now you would just get fines, misdemeanor. So again, you wouldn't be looking at jail time or anything for the first or second offense, just simply a fine.
And under the current system, is it just a misdemeanor on the third and, I don't know, fifth or tenth time for that matter?
Yes, it just is a misdemeanor at this point, which is why the officers want to see some more increased penalties, like some other states have done. There are a few states who are starting to move in this direction where they also have third offense becomes a felony.
Yeah, what? How many states have done this now?
I believe it's like four or five states. I know it includes Florida and Michigan and at least two other states.
Talking to Democratic State Representative Amanda Stuck from the Appleton area. She is a co-sponsor of bipartisan legislation aimed at cracking down on people who solicit prostitution. The goal to get rid of some of the money that comes into sex trafficking here in Wisconsin and around the country. I mentioned bipartisan support on this. Can you talk about this as a bipartisan effort?
Yep. Fortunately, this is one issue where we can agree across the aisle pretty easily. You know, nobody thinks that sex trafficking is something that we shouldn't address here. And so when the officers in my community came forward with this idea, I definitely saw that there'd be an opportunity to work across the aisle. So I did reach out to Representative Clayfish and reached out to see if he would be interested in sponsoring this with me, and he was interested. He's done other work on sex trafficking issues in the past and other bills, and so this is something he said he would like to work together on, and so we put it forward together, and I do think we'll have a lot of support from both sides of the aisle on this.
Yeah, I know this is new legislation, but have you been hearing positive things from your colleagues?
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people do like this idea. And again, because a lot of the times, unfortunately, the punishment really has come down on the supply side, so on the women and girls and people that are being trafficked. And more we're starting to understand that a lot of this isn't by choice. A lot of this is by people who are being forced to under the threat of harm to their children or harm to themselves if they don't participate in this activity. So it's really starting to, you know, look at how we address this legislatively outside of just simply punishing people who are really victims in most cases.
Looking more at those victims now, does the state do enough to make it easy for them to report their predicament, their situation, or is that maybe a next step?
Yeah, those are the kind of things we've also been having conversations about. You know, I know this is something else the officers have brought to me, is even looking at how do we keep these victims without holding them in jail, because, you know, right now what's really difficult is police can't really keep these victims to help connect them with services without charging them with a crime. Now, of course, they don't want to charge these victims with a crime to be able to hold them, but it makes it difficult for them then to help these victims get connected with services. So we've definitely been looking about what do we do to really reach out to these people, and when the police interact with them, be able to help them versus either just letting them go or having to charge them with a crime. Because they know once they let them go, they just end up right back in the circle.
Is this a mindset change that we as a society need to have? Because as you say, a lot of law enforcement efforts in the past around the country have been toward the person who may be the victim in the case, the person being sex trafficked.
Yep, I think it's something that we still need to work on from, you know, a lot of people, I think that this is a voluntary activity in most cases, and sometimes it is, but for the most part, these are really people, again, when you hear stories of victims, even from the Fox Valley area, it's really heartbreaking. I mean, these are stories of people who are chained up in apartments in between times when they're being trafficked, or who are, again, people are holding their children, saying that they will harm their children if they don't participate in this, and so we really need to look at it from that perspective when we're drawing up legislation and really make it be about services to the victims rather than punishing them.
And the one part of the equation we haven't talked about is the sex traffickers themselves, the people, in, as you mentioned, holding someone in chains or threatening the victim or their families. What are you hearing from police officers when it comes to their enforcement options there?
Yeah, and again, that is something that they want to look at, something that they realize is a big part of the problem and the issue if we really want to address this. And so, again, I think it comes down to they would like to see more penalties, better able to really have consequences for these people. Though sometimes it's very difficult in these situations to identify who those people are and to make sure that they do get the consequence. We know when you have victims that are afraid to speak out, when you have people that are moving around and mobile, these cases can be pretty difficult.
Getting back to the intent of your legislation, as you mentioned, the third offense for someone soliciting prostitution would now be a felony. A caller called in wondering why wait for the third offense? Why not the first or second?
Well, you know, I think ideally, you know, felony is pretty serious and it has very severe consequences for people in their life in terms of ability to work in the future, ability to get housing. And so you'd like to think hopefully somebody who gets caught the first time would have a learning opportunity through this. So a lot of the times when what we call Johns, people who are the demand side, engage in this activity, a lot of them don't really understand what the victims are going through. And so when they get caught, a lot of times police departments will offer an educational opportunity, what they call John School, for these guys to go through and learn about really how the system works and this isn't voluntary and about how a lot of these people are victims. And so we hope that, you know, that first or second time would be an opportunity for education to really reach out and make people understand what is going on here. But then by the third time, they should have had a chance to learn, and then we need to get pretty serious on cracking down on it.
What is your timeline for getting this through the legislature?
It is circulating now for co-sponsorship. Once it is done with that, then it will go to a committee. So we'd like to have it done here hopefully before the end of the year, if not earlier. But it's moving along pretty quickly through the process right now.
And are you hoping to bring your local police officials to the Capitol to testify on the need for this?
Yep. As soon as the committee would be willing to hold a hearing on it, we would definitely reach out and invite the officers that brought this idea to me to come down and testify.
Representative Stuck, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
That was Democratic State Representative Amanda Stuck of Appleton, co-sponsor of a new bipartisan bill that aims to reduce sex trafficking by strengthening penalties on people who solicit prostitution, as we heard, making the third offense a felony instead of a misdemeanor, which it currently is.